happened pretty late.
Colin Howard and another artifact conservation expert confer with Museum of the North staff about the fragile condition of Bus 142 before the conservators head back to Pennsylvania, where their art and artifact conservation company is based.
It provides a whole bunch of challenges. I mean, she's really dirty and she needs a lot of work.
Howard and his colleague Aaron Workington met with museum staff last Friday after a couple of days of examining the old rig as part of their assessment on what's needed to keep it from further deteriorating and make it presentable to the public.
So we don't want to make it brand new. I don't want to make it look like it was just repainted. It carries a significant story for multiple decades, and we want to keep that story going.
Those stories are told in part through the rust and chipping paint typically found on a 75-year-old vehicle, especially one that's been sitting exposed to the elements in a remote site near Denali National Park since it was hauled back into there in 1961. The bus served as a shelter for hunters and hikers, including Christopher McCandless, the hapless wanderer profiled in John Krakauer's account titled Into the Wild.
So we just want to stabilize it, make sure that the corrosion is no longer active. We want to stabilize flaking paint that's coming off. There's stories inside that are falling off of the walls, literally.
Some of those stories are told through graffiti that's been scrawled all over the bus and its few remaining windows. Many were left as an homage to the memory of McCandless, whose body was found in the bus on September 6, 1992, by some moose hunters. One of the scrawls reads, quote, "Godspeed, Chris, and say hi to my mom from me." Another reads, "Thanks for the inspiration." And yet another simply says, "He was here."
There's Japanese kanji in there, Russian. People from all over the world have journeyed out here to interact with this relic.
Workington says the graffiti attests to the universal appeal of the story of McCandless, a tragic figure who, after graduating from college, decided to escape society and its materialism and set out to find the meaning of life, a search that led him deep into the wilds of Alaska.
So I think he touched on something that a lot of people struggle with, like I had mentioned earlier about dealing with the modern world, and it can be so overwhelming.
You know, this is a story that really resonates with millions of people around the world.
Angela Lynn is a senior collections manager at the Museum of the North.
And whether it's because of the mystique of Alaska, whether they really identify with, you know, Chris McCandless and a transition that he maybe was going through himself, you know, that people see that in themselves.
Lynn, who's managing the project, says that's one of the main reasons why Museum of the North officials believe it's important to preserve the bus and share its stories with the public.
We think it's really important to spend the money and the time and the great amount of effort to bring all those stories together. And that's part of what our job is in museums, is to get people to connect those dots within themselves.
Lynn says it's cost about $7,000 so far for Howard's firm to assess the work needed on the bus and to come up with estimates on how much it'll cost to do it. The money was raised through online crowdfunding, and Lynn says she's hoping to raise additional money the same way with help from Friends of Bus 142, an online group founded by McCandless's sister, Corrine. Lynn says much of the consulting and planning for the exhibit is being done by a 25-member interpretive team, which includes university faculty and members of the community. She says if all goes well, the exhibit could be opened by the end of 2023. In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.